Thursday morning broadcast. Thanks for joining us. Ronnie Timsit is the general manager of the Inbal Hotel. We had a chance to speak with him, which is always a delight. And we had a chance to thank him for his amazing hospitality and his staff's just bending over backward to help us in every way possible. Here's that conversation that took place yesterday. You're listening to hour number one on a Thursday at JM in the AM. Ronnie Timsit is the general manager of the Inbal Hotel in Jerusalem. And again, he has opened up his doors, and his staff have been so hospitable in hosting us at the Nachum Segal Network during this very important week, the final week of the year when we are conducting so many important broadcasts from Jerusalem. Ronnie, toda rabah, and welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Good to see you. So I came here. The first time was 2 weeks after the war started. Mm-hmm. Many of your guests were refugees from the northern part of Israel. Then I came about a month later, and things started to accelerate in the city of Jerusalem. It wasn't so deserted. There were more people on the street. Even the hotel, I think, had more guests. And now, at the end of December, I'm lucky I'm able to stay here because this past Shabbat, for instance, I don't think you had a room available here.
That's
right.
Right. That's
it was completely
right.
Sold out. Now, I don't know what you expected because we spoke at the beginning of October when I was here, and it was a mystery to all of us. Would anybody come back, and then how many months would it take for them to come
yes,
back?
Yes, we had no idea where we are going. We knew that we are in a big crisis, of course. It was obvious. We wait a little bit to see what's happening, and suddenly the country said the people from the north has to go to find somewhere to stay,
right.
And hotels some hotels said that they are ready to host, and some hotels were not ready to host. We thought that we have to be in this crisis, in the middle of doing something,
right.
for the country that is not business, so we accept to host 40 rooms of people from the north, and we're lucky. Very nice people, and we took care of them. For us, they are tourists from the north,
right.
And after very very quickly, all the communities, especially in the States, begin to organize solidarity missions, and we were also in the center of that energy to do something, Jewish people to Jewish people.
And the truth is, we're in the middle of it right now, because it's not just the end of year vacation crowd yes. that's here. You're talking about, I don't know, 7-8 missions that have gathered together yes. here at the Inbal.
We have a lot of missions, but we have also a lot of individuals right. coming to see the family, to support the family. A lot of people having soldiers, lonely soldiers in the front.
Right.
We have a couple, for example, that is here. 1 week is the husband. 1 week is the woman that is here, and they are waiting. If the kid is out from Gaza, they are here for to host him.
Yeah.
So sometimes they don't see him. They are not, but they are here, and they are 1 week him, 1 week her, and so you have so many stories here. When you talk with guests, it's very touching, because you see that people are here to help, and they are very concerned, and they need to do something, and it's something that is really, like I said, touching.
Now, this is all wonderful news for the tourism industry. Because, again, we didn't know what was going to happen for the first couple of months. And now you could sit here and say, hopefully, I want to say with Derech HaTeva, but there is no Derech HaTeva when it comes to tourism. But hopefully your January will be very strong because people will be coming for yeshiva break. And now it looks like, hopefully, there'll be a Pesach season that will be robust.
I have to be honest. We not all hotels are
like yours,
right. Like us. We, from the beginning, it was in the corona also, same thing. We decide we don't close. As much that we can be open for regular guests coming to see their families, we have to be here. Very easy to be here on regular time and to enjoy the business of people, but when they need you, really, you have to be there. And right. That was a decision that was made by the ownership, and that we have to open. So that's the story. So we were here. So the first missions came here, and mission is talking to mission. People are talking to people, and a lot of mission are here. But most of the hotels, we don't. It is not tourism.
Right.
I cannot call it tourism. Yes, it's something else. That's why we are doing special prices, and because we don't see that as business. But definitely, this gives us the possibility to keep our employees and right. to continue to give a good service and to be here.
And you do anticipate a nice crowd in the second half of January.
Yes, then? yes, definitely. Right. We are doing January and February. We have the COP mission conference.
Right.
So we have activities, and we have our regular guests that are the big quantity of guests that we have.
Now, one thing I noticed this past Shabbat was that you had a really nice English-speaking crowd, mm-hmm. and you had a really large Hebrew-speaking
yes,
crowd.
Yes, we see back Israelis coming for Shabbat.
Right.
Yes, people need to disconnect. People are working very hard. I see my wife, I see my friends, everybody's helping the kids. The kids are in the army, and right. they have grandchildren, and somebody has to take care and help the woman of Israel to pass this period without seeing their husband. So people are working very hard. So you see them saying, okay, I'm taking a break for a Shabbat. I don't want to cook. And and so you see people are really last minute.
Right.
Deciding to come.
Right, but even beyond that, there was a Shabbat Chatan here, and there's a Bar Mitzvah from America, and there was a wedding coming up where they were getting together the family. There's a lot of activity here.
That's the hope.
Right.
When you see that things are going, people are getting married, and people are getting to Bar Mitzvah, obviously, right. and things are happening, and that's very important that they will have where to do that.
Okay, you know this audience. They're very loyal to the Inbal Hotel.
That's
right. Is it too early to speak about Pesach?
No. It is the time. We begin to have our reservation department busy on Pesach. People are getting organized. The issue is flights most of the time.
Oh,
but we hear that the companies, international companies, are beginning to get organized, and they're speaking about January, beginning of January already to have flights.
Right.
So if it's happening, so Pesach will be busy because people will be able to come, and we'll see a lot of individual solidarity to Israel coming for Pesach. I think so. This we have a lot of calls, we have a lot of emails, and people will decide quite quick. I think.
Well, I remember, like I said, I remember seeing you the first time I was here after the war began, and we looked at each other like we have no idea what the future holds. Baruch Hashem, at least here at the Inbal, I hope it'll be like that for the rest of the country. Baruch Hashem, there's been a great response, and people both in Israel and outside of Israel are coming to spend time here. Mm-hmm. So thank God for that.
Yes.
Not too early for Pesach. People should just go to the website, the Inbal website.
Yes, website, calling. In the website, you have the
phone numbers.
Also, emails, it's very right. convenient, I think, because of the difference of time. It's easier. And yes, to ask, to say what you need, and I believe that in January we will close already everything. People will know where they are going. I believe so.
By then, they're probably right. That's the way it usually works. I thank you. I thank you and your staff and everybody. Again, the Inbal is serving as our home base while we do all these broadcasts from Israel, and I can't thank you enough.
No, I have to thank you to pass the message and to talk to the people from here. It's very important. It's very important that people will know that we continuing, and little by little, life is getting to regular. We are not the same people that we were a day before.
Right.
It will take time, but the hotel is here, completely the same. We reopened the restaurant. We do everything as much that we can do, and we have the staff for it.
Let me give another plug. We had dinner at the O2 restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely delicious. And we had the opportunity with our son to be at the soup festival, which has become a week-long event each week.
It's five nights a week. Yes.
And people get to really taste some delicious soups.
Yes.
And enjoy something very different during this winter here in Jerusalem.
Yes,
it was really delicious. Ronnie Timzit is general manager of the Inbal Hotel. Toda rabah lecha.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
Bye-bye.
My conversation with Ronnie Timzit from yesterday. There it is on JM and the AM. And a big thank you to the Inbal Hotel. Obviously, search them online. Utilize them for your next vacation or trip to Israel. Lots of solidarity missions here right now. Lots. I wish I had the whole list. Bnei Akiva, One Israel Fund, Boca Raton Synagogue, Young Israel of Century City, a lot of beautiful missions to Israel that are taking place as we speak. And we acknowledge all of them. And if you're planning a visit, you know how incredible the Inbal Hotel can be for your group. Enjoy it. It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course, on the beloved NSN app.